7:18 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line our good friend Jill Simonian with Prager University. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I got to tell you, I'm on the West Coast, so I'm up early, but I'm good.
5:18, the sun has not risen yet on the West Coast,
correct.
Has it?
Correct.
But it's going to be a comfortably warm day, I would guess.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, you know, the Prager University does such great work. What's the latest news out of Prager University?
So I wish that I was there in person with you, because if I was, I would be delivering us a birthday cake to enjoy, because PragerU Kids is officially 1 year old. We're celebrating our first birthday next week, so I'm going to be passing out cake to anyone and everyone. And PragerU Kids started literally, like I said, 1 year ago, and we've now produced over 100 books, digital magazines, shows, videos, resources, content for children, kindergarten through 12th grade, teaching them about our American history and values. And we're just, it's an accomplishment we're really, really excited about, and we're just getting started.
Now, let's talk about PragerU Kids. How do kids get this information? Because, you know, if you go to a public government school, it seems that if it's not woke propaganda, they have no interest in sharing that information with their students.
Yeah, 100%. And that's exactly why PragerU started doing kids content. And that's why they brought me on to help them. And the team tried to do that. All of our videos are free, just like all of our PragerU videos are free online for everyone to view, parents, teachers, anyone you want. All of our shows are on PragerU.com/kids, and everything is free. So what we did is we created all of this because we know that our public schools are focused on things like social justice, gender identity, far left Marxist ideas. We know that our kids are not getting the history and the values and the celebration of American exceptionalism that really is paramount to giving kids a good education. I mean, we want to give our kids a value-based education for the future of our country. So all of our videos are free. And I got to tell you, it's specifically made, a lot of homeschool parents use it, but it's our shows are specifically made for the families that are in public school that might not have the resources to pull their kids out of government schools and homeschool them, so that a parent like me can give my elementary school daughters a 5 or 10 minute video after school and say, hey, take a look at this video about Clara Barton. Take a look at this video about the Berlin Wall coming down with Ronald Reagan. Or read this magazine about Abigail Adams and learn what it was like for one of the first, dare I say, I don't want to say the word feminist, but learn what Abigail Adams did for our country and the founding of our country with her husband, John Adams. So it's for parents with kids in public school, too.
PragerU.com/kids. PragerU.com/kids. Now, you work very closely with Dennis Prager, right?
Yes. Yes. Sometimes. I don't see him often, but he recently read an episode of our Storytime series called Otto's Tales. We have a book series called Otto's Tales, which is his dog. If you watch the Dennis Prager Fireside Chat, his dog Otto is sort of a co-star with him. Well, we have a children's version of Otto, a big character that tells stories for our youngest learners about American values. And Dennis was just a guest reader on our Storytime episode all about his coined phrase of the American Trinity, our mottos that are printed on every coin. And he is so adorable. I hope that's not weird to say, but he is so adorable reading this story for kindergarten age kids.
So how, in terms of getting this information to parents and kids, how effective has it been getting out there? Is it a little bit like, just trying to put a finger in one of the the dikes that hold up the water from coming in from the ocean. It's a little bit like that.
Yes. It's a little bit like that. Our biggest mission is to just amplify how important it is for all of us parents to start waking up, to pay attention, to take an active role in our kids' education, to essentially assert our fundamental parental rights, to say we are going to take an active role in our kids' education. And I'll tell you, in the last year, we've amassed about 250,000 subscribers to get our PragerU Kids shows delivered in their email inbox every week. And so parents and teachers who want to do that, they can subscribe and be notified every time a new kids show releases. We have a couple new releases that happen every week. And then we also have this membership group for people who want to do more than watch, as we say, who want to support the shows to continue to be made and to keep them free, because we are a nonprofit. And that's our PragerU Kids membership program. And we have about 20,000 parents and teachers who are in that membership program, who have graciously donated to keep our shows free and are included in the discussion group together to discuss different issues that are happening in their different school districts across the country and sharing information about how to combat some of these radicalized things showing up in our education.
What are some of those ways to combat it, in your view?
Well, volunteering in the classroom. And I know that the shutdowns, particularly in California, really squelched parental involvement in the classroom. But I always say, and this was something that I experienced firsthand too, because my kids were in a previously stellar public school until my own eyes were opened as a parent. And I saw, wait a second, you know, what is this?
So let me just stop there for a moment.
Yeah.
Your own kids were at a previously stellar elementary school in California. You say what grades were they, and how were your eyes open to what's really going on? How and when?
Well, they were when COVID shutdowns happened. So when all of the kids went to online learning, because California schools were in online learning for well over a year. And my kids were in third and fourth grade. And I started, obviously, I'm at home and I'm trying to help them through their quote unquote education that they're trying to get by sitting there with them on Zoom and making sure that they can log on. And I mean, you know, my kids were small. And I started noticing that one of my daughter's teachers would not say the Pledge of Allegiance, the lesson about September 11th was very lacking in any kind of historical facts. She refused to say how we were attacked, why we were attacked.
How did she explain it?
Together.
How did she explain it?
She said, well, because one of the children asked, and this is the fourth graders, one of the children asked who attacked us. And the teacher said, well, it really wasn't an attack. It was more of a mindset. And I...
No, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. That was the moment.
It was a mindset?
It was a mindset, and I'm sitting there, and I literally thought my head was going to explode, and I thought,
one minute.
This is an assault on who we are as Americans.
How did the kids respond to the mindset of the planes crashing into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, killing 3,000 Americans?
Awful. And I'm sitting there, and you know, these kids, these are 10-year-olds, and these are the formative years where you don't want to tell them all the gory details. However, these children are smart and they watched a video, and these are their formative years of how we can teach them who we are as Americans, what we stand for, freedom, responsibility, equality under God. Like
Jill Simonian.
Time when they learn.
Jill Simonian, thanks. We'll come back again. We've got a lot more to talk about. PragerU.com/kids. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Jill Simonian. We'll be back with Dr. K's game day picks. Lots of upsets yesterday. Will there be some today? We're down to 12 teams now, and we'll make it the Elite Eight after today. What does Dr. K have to say? This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy with Crom Carmichael in studio.